Coming up this Saturday in Raleigh, it's the now annual March for Science taking place at Halifax Mall. Beginning at 9 a.m., everyone's gathering there. Kids march at 9:45. The actual rally begins at 10. Everyone's invited to this. Thousands of people are expected to turn out from all across the state. There are a bunch of different speakers who are confirmed to be at the march as well. Representing the town of Chapel Hill is Dr. Hongbin Gu, who you may know as a member of the Chapel Hill Town Council. She's also a professor of quantitative psychology at the UNC School of Medicine, and she joins us here in the studio today. Dr. Gu, thanks for being with us.
Nice to be here.
So tell us about the importance of the March for Science. It's kind of a reflection on the state of affairs that we need to have thousands of people gathered together in a rally on Halifax Mall in order to get the word out that science is a good thing, but this is the state that we're in.
That's right. Well, I think that it started last year, and it's, as we all remember, that it has been participated by thousands and millions of people, that both in the country and actually around the world, that because I think that people are feeling that there is the rhetorics from our politicians that intentionally to downplay the role of facts and evidence in our policy making, and we can see that all the problems that we are seeing in their policies regarding like climate changes and like the gun safety issues and healthcare, and all in all those areas that we see that the scientific evidences are actually actively being neglected or downplayed, or sometimes just denied. So I think that people are feeling that, and especially the people working in the science and technology area, they feel like we need to actually step out and take an active role and to say that how important the science and technology is to us, to our society, and how important this evidence-based policy making It is in our politics.
And you've said that that is a motivation that led you to run for office in Chapel Hill, right?
Yeah, well, that is one big reason, because I participated in March for Science last year. So, and I see this enthusiasm, and I think that I just feel very encouraged and inspired. And I feel like with my background, I can have my voice in this area. And especially that because I'm in the area of doing the quantitative research in medicine. So I feel strongly that our policymaking should be based on facts, data, and solid scientific evidence. So I think that's the one big reason that encouraged me to run.
So what's your message going to be at the march on Saturday? You'll be speaking.
Well, I think that the first of all, I want to echo many of my colleagues the importance of evidence-based policymaking. And the second, actually, I want to encourage my colleagues that in the science and the research field that they do have a role to step out, both as activists to promote the idea for evidence-based policy making, and actually play a active role in maybe running some public office themselves, because their skills, that the way that they were trained, how to deal with facts and evidence and how to deal with data, I think these skills are sorely needed in the public arena. So I'm trying to encourage my colleagues to step forward and be part of it.
And sort of in that sense, not just a role to play, but a responsibility then to play that role, a duty to play that
role. That's right, yeah. As they said, that if you really want to have a voice, you need to sit at that table. So that is something that's very important, and I think hasn't been done enough.
Speaking with Dr. Hongbin Gu again, Chapel Hill Town Council member, and one of the speakers who's going to be at the March for Science in Raleigh this Saturday, April 14th, 9 a.m. is when everyone is gathering at Halifax Mall. The rally begins at 10 o'clock. RaleighMarchForScience.com is the website if you want more information on that. Take us into your role as a town council member in Chapel Hill. You're bringing that background to local government, and we always stress here on the show how important local government is. What are you seeing in terms of the role of sort of evidence-based policymaking locally in Chapel Hill and Orange mm-hmm. County? Where are we? How much further do we have to go?
Well, I think that a lot of times, I think that our politicians, I think they're the, well, I believe that, well, at least at our local level, we are all trying to do a good job for our community. But I think that it is very important for us to actually collect evidence to make sure that our policies is based on solid facts and mm-hmm. the data. So I think a lot of questions that the issues that we've been dealing with at the local level, be it like affordable housing or how to define or to how to design like the transit system, I think that all of these issues are complex issues. And sometimes we do not have all the facts. We are making policies, so it's almost impossible that you will have all the facts that you need to know. So how to deal with those uncertainties. Mm-hmm. And also that it's another issue is because there are so many factors that are involved in policy making. So you need to take a comprehensive view, and you need to evaluate the pros and the cons. And sometimes it's very difficult that you do not have the evidence and the data that are in front of you. Mm-hmm. So I think that for someone with the scientific trainings, they are trained to evaluate the uncertainties. They are trained to understand the numbers, and they are trained actually to come up with more like advanced quantitative technology to say the model different scenarios and compare the impact of different policies and how they are going to affect the economy, how they're going to affect our environment, how they're going to affect the social interactions in the town. So I think that all of these things that I think for someone with the science or math trainings, I think they will have an important role to play in our government. So that is something that I'm seeing firsthand.
Yeah. And on the state and federal level, when we start talking about higher state politics and national politics, what do you want to see that isn't happening right now?
Well, first of all, I think that we need to restore the importance of facts and evidence, because we have been hearing a lot about alternative reality. I mean, so there is only one reality. Mm-hmm. So you can have different opinion, but there is one fact, and we need to respect the facts and the evidence in our policy making. So I think that's something that's most important, and I also would like our politicians to listen to our science community and to listen to the scientists. And there are issues like with regard to climate change and many other things, that there are science consensus that in the community. And I'm hoping that the politicians are not overriding scientific facts with their ideology. So that is something that I feel very passionate about. And also I'm hoping that our politicians my colleagues that work in the science field will actually make a voice or make it to be the advocate for science and technology. Because we are seeing that all the things that are all the scientific innovations and technology innovations that are coming in the next 20 or 30 years, and they're going to significantly change the way how we live, how we travel. And so I think all of these things that needs to be considered in our policy making, but we're not seeing many of this are going on in at our state or at our federal level. So that is something that I feel passionate about as well. And also I think that there's not much discussion about how important the science and technology is in create this its contribution to equity in our society. As we have been seeing in the data that the trainings in science and technology actually is a great factor to create opportunities for people at all different economic level. So a lot of people do not aware that 50% actually of the people who are working in the science and technology field, they do not need a 4-year college degree. So that means that we actually can do a lot of things in our career training and create those different opportunities both for young people and for the people that who need to find a new career. So I think all of these things that can be done, and I'm hoping that my colleagues in science and technology field will play their role.
Anything else that people need to know about the march coming up this Saturday?
Well, I'm just hoping that all the kids and everyone that will come out to support science and technology and support their role in our policymaking.
Again, 9 o'clock on Saturday morning at Halifax Mall in Raleigh. Kids March beginning at 9:45, rally beginning at 10. Everyone invited out to that. There will be voter registration. There will be information tables. Get out, get active, get registered to vote if you're not already, and begin the process if you haven't already of getting active and engaged in advocacy. RaleighMarchForScience.com is the website. Dr. Hongbin Gu, thank you so much.
Thank you.